Welcome to Meet the Candidates, a public service of WTZQ Radio. This is a platform to hear from candidates who are running in the upcoming general election to be held on November the 3rd. Now, here is your Meet the Candidates host, former publisher of the Hendersonville Times News and director of Vision Henderson County, Ruth Burge.
Welcome to Meet the Candidates. I'm your host, Ruth Burge. Today, I'm speaking with Tracy DeBruhl. Tracy, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Okay, Tracy, tell me, why are you running for U.S. House of Representative, the 11th Congressional District?
Well, quite frankly, that's not the it's not a rose garden story. You know what I mean? I was actually... I wanted a simple life. I just wanted to finish my 20 in the Marines. And, you know, then somewhere around 38, 40 years old, I'd be able to actually go out on vacation and have a life settled down somewhere, you know. And the fact is our cops were actually, and many of y'all might actually remember the actual evidence room audit. That was because my mom got robbed by the kid who turned state to evidence. And when I spoke up to get him caught, many of y'all might remember the 2.5 year drag out of that when I spoke up and ran for county commission, even because our former DA just wanted to hide it. And there's some retaliation up front when I first spoke up, which tied up my last enlistment. And then there was some more retaliation actually the month afterwards I got done running for commission. The cops came by my house and knocked on the door saying mom was hurt. When I opened the door, they drug me to the ground, beat the fire out of me. I went through the whole court system as far as filing against them back when Van Duncan, when we was running for sheriff in 2018, when we first dropped the paperwork and announced it in 2017, the paperwork that came out that Jack Van Duncan had actually turned around and tampered with my defense. And the Wounded Warrior Project got up with the VA and was actually helping me get legal help. And they went and told everybody they came to my house and beat me up because I was asking for suicide by cop on Facebook, and it just so happens when I got to the hospital the day afterwards they held me down, beat me. I turned around and I said, Mama, something ain't right. I was on Facebook talking about the evidence room audit, and it was the month afterwards when I was out of the public eye, out of all irony, you know, and she printed it out. So I actually had on my Facebook statement from that day, turn around and saying, a friend of mine said, trying to get the cops called, are you suicidal? I said, nah, suicide for... And a word I won't use on public radio, you know, but
thank you.
In the Marines, we're taught to talk, and this is a tip for everybody out there. When it comes to the suicide in the world and stuff like that, be derogatory about it. Talk down about it. Let people know that going out that way is disrespectful, to where that way people won't think that that's a way out. You know what I mean? By doing that, it actually is shown and proven to reduce the number of people actually willing to try to... as we call it in the Marines, the coward's way out. You know, you stay till the final drop, you know. So when I was running for sheriff, as many of y'all saw, as Libertarian Third Party, because I tried to get the Democrats to do what's right. I tried to get the Republicans to get involved. And, you know, it's strange when you're talking the two options that are supposed to be out there and the Republicans turn around and say, well, we're not strong enough in this area. We got to tread lightly too, you know. And, I'm like, well, that's no good. So I took in, as third-party candidate, Shad was at 20%, Quentin was at 29 or 30, and I was about a point behind him. And I had filed for a split custody and a DNA test on a son who I'd met and been raising for the past year and a half. Me and his mama had been back together. But through her political connections, many of y'all know Larry Leak and how he's one of the head speakers for the DNC out of Madison County, they took out phony charges. Literally, with the statutes, turn around and reading, that they can't turn around and take out, you know, when there's priority of contact, like a child, and especially out of the fact is, I hadn't seen her in 30 days or seen my son, and the only time I'd actually been in contact with her was past the point of us breaking up was when school was starting back and she knew I was coming, and I was bringing him a back-to-school gift. And that was the so-called, coming to see her afterwards, the point of, okay, it's over, you know what I mean? But, of course, my son, you know, I'm still going to be there for him, you know what I mean? And so when I went and saw her, I served her the custody paperwork. And like I said, the statute's on that stuff turns around and reads that they can't make up what they did to tamper with priority contact, obviously a child being the number one priority. So I spent the past year, you know, after I got my name cleared, I spent the past year turning around and trying to get Mark Meadows to do something about it. It's a felony to use government job, position, or office to tamper with an election. Or, excuse me, it's a felony to use your government job or position to make up false charges, and then it's a federal felony when it tampers with an election. And so nobody's doing anything about it. I know the law like the back of my hand. As a Marine, I was from everywhere from headquarters, Marine Corps, to Light Armored Recon. And there's a little bit more of a story on that as far as what got me back involved, because, you know, I was trying to fight it in the courts and everything else. But back when Billy Wicks, many of y'all actually might have heard of him, is a world champion and a retired training officer, and he was my coach for 16 years. And when Pops was at the nursing home, I used to help set up events and do events for him up there in Maggie Valley. And Pops turned around and he made a comment. He's actually talking about what he did training officers. And it was unlike what we did when we were MMA fighters and stuff like that. And I said, well, Pops, why did you not get this instated back when you were a sheriff? You know, why didn't you run for office and become the sheriff and tell him, you know, and show him what needs to be done? And Pops said, son, I'm too old now. Why don't you? And that's when I started showing him and telling him about the things that I saw, experienced. I did a lot of logistical coordination and stuff like that. And there was actually some equipment stuff, because we did a lot of testing of stuff before it ever goes in phase. You know, the ultimate, what they call the ultimate warrior system, with the reach around rifles and the scopes and all that stuff, and just all sorts of fancy stuff that most civilians don't even know exist. And, you know, I mean, I was 19 out on the ranges helping train the FBI. You know what I mean? That's, you know, you see a lot of stuff that these people aren't, you know, something they can't even fathom. And just with all that technology and the training and the logistics stuff I did, I said, Pops, what you did back then really wouldn't work now because of this, this, and this. And so I turned around and just broke it down. I said, you know, but we could use this, you know. And so we sat down and spent the last, I'd say close to 6 months, year of his life, actually fine-tuning it as I was gearing up to run for sheriff. So it's kind of a dual-edged thing, because, one, from a sheriff position, you can charge the crimes as a senator or congressman. You can order the SBI or FBI investigation, which is why I chose the seat I'm running for now. But then there was also the fact that as a Marine, and having been held down and beat by the cops and going through it, I saw the problems in what they're doing. So I was like, okay, yeah, well, actually, y'all can testify to this. In 2018, I was preaching about exactly what was going on with our cops and all the issues before it boiled up to a head this summer, you know?
Hey, Tracy, based on the experience that you're talking about, what would be the one thing that you would want to change once you got to Washington?
This is the sad part, and I have to use the Black Lives Matter as a whole, because when BLM first formed up, and I was watching, because Chris Dorner was a huge story. My kid cousin, rest in peace, 2-year tour overseas, and then just something weird happened at home. But he was really fascinated by the Chris Dorner story, and so me and Elijah turned around and we kept tabs up, and you know. Because Chris Dorner was actually in the right. He was kind of like a modern-day Robin Hood, in the sense that he spoke up on what was right, and they tried to bury him over it, which ironically was the same time and the same stuff I was kind of going through. And I don't know if that's why Elijah, you know, took to it so much, because, you know, I was always the hero, big cousin, you know what I mean? And, you know, I went in the Marines, and so he's going to help support me and join the Army, you know? And so, you know, it turned around when Dorner spoke up, they fired him. And so when I spoke up, they took out a phony charge that tied up my enlistment. I will also say this, I did kind of get things cleared. I won an appeal in Buncombe County that they never heard, but the guard, and back in 2018, they actually had it set up to where I was able to do my, I was going to go ahead and finish my enlistment for the second time it was in, back when they took the stuff to Tampa with the election results. But the, with Chris Dorner speaking up and all that going on, Black Lives Matter and Ferguson came soon after.
Okay.
And, the one thing and the one flaw we saw, and actually how Dolores, the president, back when I was part of BLM, kind of shot the program in the foot was she made that, we don't care about Asian, Hispanic, or white lives. It's all about, and when she did that in front of us, because there was two city councilmen and even a judge that was in there at the time when she made that comment, it kind of just, and I believe it even got them disenfranchised or something like that, what I'd heard at one point. But the whole... I guess as a whole, little things like that did it more damage than good.
Okay.
When it first started up, and that's why, you know, it's nearly, what, 8 years later until we see it again. And it's biblical also, you know, if we don't deal with the issues in our time, our children will turn around and have to deal with them.
That is true. That is absolutely correct. Tracy, thanks for your service with the Marine Corps, certainly, and interesting things that you've experienced, that's for sure. If our listeners wanted to learn more about you and more about your platform, how would they do that? Do you have a Facebook page or a website?
I got open door policy. If anybody wants to reach me, you're not going to be reaching some handler. You're not going to be reaching some campaign person or something like that. And it's going to be the same way once I'm in Congress or wherever I'm at. You can call my cell phone directly.
Okay.
You can email me directly. You can turn around and hit me up on Facebook, and it will be me that answers.
Okay, good. Can we have those numbers?
Yeah, Tracy DeBruhl, T-R-C-E-Y.
Okay.
D-E-B-R-U-H-L. There are four Tracys in Western North Carolina.
Okay.
All guys. So, I'm the one with the EY. Phoenix Brawl is my LLC and my band name, band page. It's spelled Theonix, P-H-E-O-N-I-X. And then, of course, the root of my last name, B-R-U-H-L.
Okay.
@gmail.com. And, you know, like Phoenix Rise Up Brawl, root of my last name, kind of like a Tree of Life or Rise Up and Fight, you know, because, you know, being an MMA fighter, that's how I always pronounce D Brawl as D Brawl, you know. In the course, so, you know, it's my little artist touch there,
okay.
And that's at Gmail, and of course, Phoenix Brawl on Facebook, or Tracy DeBruhl on Facebook.
Either one of those, right, on Facebook?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good, all right.
And DeBruhl for Congress has got a Facebook page, too.
Okay.
And I have a website, it's just, I'd say I probably got hit harder than most during this COVID. I had and for years, I put on the work on building stuff up, and I had a $50,000 to $45,000 sale that was about to close when the COVID shutdowns stopped everything.
Okay, good.
So my website, my web slinger, she hit hard times and stuff like that, and we'd actually it was a pay site, and I didn't have the credit card because I paid everything. I'm a cash in hand person, try to be, you know, and lo and behold, it is what it is. But it's SaveOurNation.today, which if it's not up and running in the next little while, I will be by, no matter what happens today or on this, then in 2022, I'm still going to be running for a position because this Congress run ends in 2022 also.
Okay. All right. Tracy, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Meet the Candidates on WTZQ with host Ruth Burge. All local candidates who are running in the upcoming election to be held on November the 3rd have been contacted to participate. Equal time will be made available for all candidates.